A few years ago, Cecil Williams III of Chattanooga decided he wanted to live more, despite his physical challenges. Back in 2003, he and a cousin were injured in a head-on collision, totaling his car and leaving him with a fractured right wrist. A year later, a doctor diagnosed Cecil with a nerve disease that would worsen over time, weakening his limbs and his motor skills, including his speech. He has endured losing a job and a permanent physical disability. But in 2018, he got a part-time job at the YMCA of Metropolitan Chattanooga. Cecil now experiences new activities outdoors through adaptive gear, sharing his story to inspire people. Back in the fall, I spoke with him about the adventures of Cecil. Cecil, thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
Tell us more about the adventures of Cecil.
The adventures of Cecil is the journey that I'm on that I started back in 2018 to live more, to do more, to step outside of my comfort zone because I was in a car wreck hitting around midnight 2003. Then in 2004, I learned that I started to have a progressive nerve disease that progressed over the years and went from my FO to using a cane to now using a walker. I got disability in 2008. So between that 10-year period with the dark period of time in my life, 2018, I just turned 34. And I was like, there has to be more to life than this. I stepped my challenges and I said, hey, I want to live. When I made that decision in my mind to just take life by the horn, that's when doors start opening for me.
And you've taken life by the horns outdoors with activity after activity up against what you're living with every day.
Yes, I deal with a disability called cerebellar ataxia. I've been introduced to adaptive sports that's modified for people with disabilities. And when I found it, it's like a whole new world opened up for me. I wasn't trying to find it. It found me. And I was like, you mean I can live again? First thing I tried was adaptive cycling. I was like, you know, those hand cycles for combat bikes. For the first time in my life, I was like, I found something that I love and enjoy, and I wanted to do everything that I could possibly do and find out about. I just learned about an organization here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and then I started learning about organizations in Atlanta, North Carolina, Nashville, Knoxville. And some of the activities that I've been able to do is adaptive sailing, adaptive snow skiing, rock climbing. I just did adaptive mountain biking, scuba diving, and the swimming pool now, not in the deep waters, kayaking, and the list goes on and on. And there are programs out here that will help you continue to live. It helped me boost my self-esteem, my confidence, helped me be more sociable. And I'm like, through my breakthrough and through all my dark times that I've been through, I realized that, hey, I still have a story that I haven't told yet. And I tell my story by doing my adventures.
Which of your adventures has been the most challenging?
I love my heart. The one I love is the adaptive racing. And I started doing that and with the Cal Peace Foundation. It's the recovery bike. So I did a half marathon. I completed a half marathon, that 13.1 mile on the flat. Like one of my tires, two tires in the front and one in the back flat. These are activities that I never done before. So I'm totally out of my element. Whether it's a different city, what have you, but I say right now I'm racing, adaptive racing.
And which of those activities has been the most fun?
I like meeting people. Meeting people that deal with different disabilities, and we out enjoying life. But I say so far, my best venture so far is adaptive mountain biking.
How come?
I love nature. And it's like, I use a walker to help me get around. So that means that I love hiking. I love seeing the beautiful nature, trees. And for me to get away from my walker and get on the adaptive mountain bike, and I can pedal through the forest, it's amazing. I'm just like everybody else. You go over trees, humps, you know, your little potholes. And it just, I went to Canton, Georgia to do an event with the Catalyst Watch. And I saw a deer in the woods. I was like, stop, take a picture. Y'all see that? You know, so it was like, I'm alive. I'm going to keep doing these things for as long as I possibly can.
And you are speaking to us from out in nature now. Where are you?
Tim Jordan Park. Hey, it matches the name, The Adventures of Caesar, right? So I'm always on an adventure.
Tell us more about what inspires you.
I've always been a motivator. I've always tried to encourage people. I just want to help people. That's just a big passion of mine, but what inspires me the most is life. You know, life is short, so why not make the best of it and have something to look forward to? Even if you're going through a little step back or whatever, go to the park, there's something that you can do to enjoy. I have very common break. I like coming out to the park and I like riding around the trails. That's what makes me happy. And by doing that, I'm able to give that happiness that I have to others that I come in contact with.
I've read that your faith means a lot to you too.
Yes, sir. That's a big one. Faith in God is the key. I mean, whether or not you believe in God or higher power, I have to have faith to keep hoping, keep doing what I'm doing. I'm by myself, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I trust that God's going to give me, He's going to protect me, to put myself out there. I think that's the scariest feeling in the world, because us as human beings, we like to control everything. The best thing about faith is putting your hope and trust in God, realizing that the outcome is not in your hands. It's scary, but it's rewarding. By me having faith, I've been able to do. I've been skydiving. The skydiving company in Jasper, Tennessee. And I claim, I see it, I visualize it, and I say, I want to do it. I call them, what is it going to take for you to let me skydive? And, you know, they say, just a doctor's note. I told my doctor, hey, this is what I want to do. Called people up same day. They said, come on. 14,000 feet later, in the air, of airplane, just the adrenaline rush. It was like, if I can do this, I can do anything. There's a lot of stuff I want to do. I'm alive to life, you know. I try to stay focused on one thing, but it's like when I see something else, I'm like, okay, I gotta do that, you know. But writing a book, becoming a professional motivational speaker.
Where can people go online to follow you and your adventures?
Instagram, The Adventures of Cecil. Facebook, The Adventures of Cecil.
All right. Cecil, thanks so much.
Thank you.